Kids in low-income neighborhoods tend to change schools more often than their peers. And studies show that can, as you might expect, have a detrimental effect on their education. So this past year in Atlanta, one public school tried to break the trend in a way you might not think. They called in the lawyers. WABE's Stephanie Stokes explains.
At Thomasville Heights Elementary School in southeast Atlanta, Crystal Reynolds and Diana Jones-Lightsey have just started their day. Reynolds is already on the phone.
If you can today, call that repair line.
She's talking to a parent who needs her apartment windows replaced.
And please ask for a confirmation number.
Jones-Lightsey, meanwhile, reviews a stack of paper.
So all of this is the FOIA request.
They requested apartment building inspections to do comparisons.
What they've claimed has been fixed and may not have been fixed, and what has actually been fixed.
The two are with the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation, a group that provides free legal aid. Their job is to keep kids at this school. Jones-Lightsey explains.
Last year, Thomasville Heights had a 40% turnover rate in their students. That's almost half the students were coming in or going out in the course of the year.
Their families were moving, and a lot of moving was happening in one place.
Thomasville Heights is unique in that right across the street, we have this huge subsidized housing apartment complex.
It's called Forest Cove. According to Jones-Lightsey and Reynolds, the complex has a bunch of problems.
Evictions, illegal or proper.
Repairs not being made.
Issues like mold, rats, wood rot.
They say those problems make families leave. So Jones-Lightsey and Reynolds are using the tools of the legal system.
We work with 7 of the top firms in Atlanta. The focus is on how do we help these residents stay here and help improve conditions?
Attorneys send demand letters or even go to court, all pro bono. And they say in more than a dozen cases, it's worked. Cases like Legina Brown's. I meet her at the income-based apartments where she lives with her 6 kids.
It's comfortable for me because, say, I have to quit my job for some reason, I don't have to worry about being thrown out.
Last year, though, she had some trouble. Her air conditioning stopped working upstairs. The electricity went out downstairs. And she found bed bugs.
And it was just a horrible process because, like, we really didn't have nowhere to go. The house, to me, was not livable. So, basically, we were just sleeping wherever we could.
After the apartment manager sent her an eviction notice, the volunteer lawyers stepped in. One fought her eviction in court. And later, when repairs still weren't complete, another lawyer followed up.
I don't know what he wrote, but after the lawyer sent the letter, they got it done the very next day, immediately.
The attorney's help kept Brown at Forest Cove and 3 of her kids at Thomasville Heights Elementary. And that stability is what the school wants, says Principal Nicole Jones.
Kids don't learn from people who they don't like or know very well. So it's really important that we get them here and they stay.
A New York University study found the less students change schools, the better they focus and perform on tests. Jones says the women with the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation are also familiar now at Thomasville Heights.
They're very trusted. The parents don't think anything about it. It's just like, can I talk to the teacher or can I see the principal? You know, can I talk to the lawyer?
A spokesperson for the owners of Forest Cove Apartments say they've spent $3 million on renovations in 3 years, and they're now selling the property to another company promising more repairs. Still, Jones-Lightsey and Reynolds say they plan to stay at the elementary school.
I think it's important that management feels like all the tenants at Forest Cove now have a lawyer. So we'll be around. We will be here for the long haul.
The Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation program is also expanding. Next year, lawyers will start working with 5 more Atlanta schools with high student turnover rates. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
And you can find more stories and interviews from the WABE Newsroom by visiting our website, wabe.org. A note of disclosure here, Thomasville Heights Elementary is part of the Atlanta Public School System. And WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.